It's a good place to unwind, relax. There's a tranquility there that's really hard to put in a word.
Refuge.
It's something we all need in today's chaotic world. According to Gallup, over the past 3 decades, the number of stressed Americans is at an all-time high. Nearly half of all Americans report frequent stress. But time in nature allows us to disconnect and decompress. And there's an oasis in northeast Nebraska where you can do just that. Welcome to 93 Counties, a podcast about Nebraska and the people that call it home. I'm Maddie Christensen.
And I'm Evie Storjohn. In this episode, take refuge in a state park. Nestled in Dixon County, Ponca State Park provides a place of peace and tranquility away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. According to the Harvard School of Public Health, time spent in nature can boost physical and mental well-being. Harvard Professor of Nutrition and Epidemiology, Heather Olassen, says exposure to nature is linked to better sleep, lower blood pressure, and a reduced risk of chronic disease. Humans need time to unplug and recharge in nature. The park is more than just trails and trees. It's 2,400 acres of history. Ponca is one of 8 state parks in Nebraska. These parks have a mission to connect people with nature. 4-H educator Kara Weibelhaus says it's hard to describe the beauty of the landscape at Ponca. She's worked in many national and state parks, but Ponca is still one of her favorites.
It's a peaceful place that brings joy, and it gives you an opportunity to be in the moment and literally smell the flowers and get a chance to be in nature and just enjoy it.
Nebraska Game and Parks Administrator Jeff Fields lived in Ponca and worked at the state park for 2 decades. He fell in love with the unique landscape at first sight.
We go down and we're going down the main road through the forest down to the river. It's like you're in a different state almost.
The woodlands are not the only piece of Ponca that connected Jeff to the park. The jewel of Ponca State Park is the Tri-State Overlook. It oversees South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska. Visitors can see one of the last unchanneled sections of the Missouri River.
If you go up on the Tri-State Overlook, you just kind of feel at peace with the world.
Kara loves the overlook too.
There's a trail that goes from there and goes up the hill to the Tri-State Overlook, which is a beautiful viewpoint because you can see Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, all 3 from there. And the river is right there too. But growing up around that area, it was an amazing place to go just explore and walk around and see different things in nature you may not get a chance to see otherwise.
Technology dominates our world. It can feel impossible to separate from our screens, but adults aren't the only people who need to unplug. The CDC found half of teenagers have 4 or more hours of daily screen time. That means lots of kids are replacing riding bikes, climbing trees, or hanging out with friends with game consoles, phones, and tablets. Having a refuge like Ponca, where children can both learn and play, is so important. 4-H educator Angela Apps says kids can learn through workshops and outdoor activities at Ponca State Park. Angela says state park education is more important than ever, especially in an increasingly indoor world.
Well, I think a lot of it is just being outdoors and seeing nature and having their senses understand that. A lot of kids probably are not exposed to being out. A lot of kids are not out and about learning that information. They're probably playing games or just not getting outside to enjoy the outdoors. And so that's really what the Ponca State Park does. It gets them out and about.
According to the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research, the average American child between 6 and 17 spends as little as 7 minutes a day in unstructured outdoor play, a 50% decline over the last 2 decades. American children are spending less time outdoors than ever before. This fact is alarming medical experts. because there are so many physical and mental benefits of outdoor play. When kids get outside and play, it can improve self-esteem, risk detection, and creativity. It also lowers the risk of childhood obesity and type 2 diabetes. But it also helps kids learn about the world around them. Ponca State Park's centerpiece is the Education Center. 17,000 square feet of displays, classrooms, and scenic windows overlooking the Missouri River. Jeff says it's designed to help visitors understand the land beneath their feet. Here, you're not just learning about nature, you're stepping into a living classroom, back to the days of Lewis and Clark, and even further into the prehistoric past.
It's a neat place for people to kind of immerse themselves in nature and learn about nature. Education's one of our golden threads up there that we try to make sure everything kind of ties back to.
Nature education at Ponca starts off with the hard work of educators like Kara Wiebelhaus and Angela Apps. Through 4-H, Kara can provide the kids with activities. They grow grass seeds, make flowers out of coffee filters. They also learn about butterflies and pollinators.
I think it just offers a learning opportunity for them.
Before COVID, Angela helped with a 4-H day camp where kids could learn about nature and wildlife. The camp had been around for several decades. Angela went as a child. Her mom did too when she was little.
I know that our teens are very interested in bringing that back. So that's something that we're starting to explore on how to partner with the park and providing a day camp experience for the kids. There's a lot of kiddos in the area that have not been to the Ponca State Park that are in Northeast Nebraska. So just showing them what is in their own backyard and how important it is to be involved with nature.
Kids love the wildlife presentations too. It helps them see animals, predators, and prey alike as part of the ecosystem.
Just giving those kids exposure to the different things that are in nature. There's just a variety of stuff that the park is able to have there, that they're able to provide education for youth audiences at day camps or involving our teens in helping out with some of those activities as well.
Angela says she hopes to eventually revive the day camp to give kids those valuable learning opportunities and experiences.
Ponca State Park's annual Missouri River Outdoor Expo is coming up in September. Kayaking, shooting, butterfly tagging, rock climbing, lots of outdoor activities to connect people with nature. Hundreds of volunteers, like Kara, help make it possible. Family fun is at the heart of what Ponca State Park brings to the community. Ponca is for everyone, adults and kids, native Nebraskans and tourists. Ponca is a place for family. Jeff Field's family's memories of Ponca are rooted in the seasons and the diverse wildlife they witnessed while living here.
The falls, the changing of the colors in the trees, the winters. You know, we had a lot of snowstorms when I lived there. Those all kind of meld together into my memories and my kids' memories.
Even today, his grown children return to Ponca when they need to recharge. A reminder that this place has more than scenery. It offers solace. Whether it's the rustling of cottonwoods or the call of a fox, history or habitat, nature is a powerful tool for education. Ponca State Park is a place where everyone can disconnect from technology and reconnect with nature. This refuge is vital for the health of families and communities. Ponca doesn't just protect wildlife, Ponca protects people. This episode was hosted, reported, and produced by Maddie Christensen and Evie Storjohn in collaboration with Advanced Audio Content Creation and 90.3 KRNU. 93 Counties is a KRNU Studios production from the College of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Thanks for listening.
Is this thing on?
KRNU Studios.